And we're back with a Ramen Roundup show. And straight on the phone is the manager from Chatham. We've got Kevin on the phone. Hello, Kevin.
David, hi.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah,
not too bad at all, sir. Not too bad at all. I suppose one of the first things to ask you, Kevin, would be that old question: is how's it feel to be in that league finally?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. Obviously, it's an opportunity we need to embrace. I believe we're doing so. Obviously, there's huge benefits for the club and for me as a manager being in the league. It's something we're enjoying at the moment.
So how much, I mean, with going over, you know, because it was always a weird thing when we used to look at the leagues and used to see you in the north, and of course we used to play yourselves, and then you'd look at the under-21s and your team would be in the south, and you'd look at it and think, well, that's just a little bit weird. And it wasn't until, of course, you get someone on the show like Keith McMahon, who's sort of like, you know, knowledge of Ryman football is second to none probably, and he starts talking to you and telling you what the situation is. It was quite amazing you've had to wait as long as you've had to get over there.
Yeah, I think we always, reflecting on it now, I think we always felt like the outsiders in the league, in the nicest possible sense, and that's no negative reflection on the North or the teams in it. But it was difficult for us for a number of reasons. There was question marks, obviously, geographically. There were issues, and there was issues with teams coming to play us as well. But obviously, we've moved over now, and like I say, we will benefit from it.
Mm. I mean, how do you? I mean, with the South, we always have this argument on the show, and no one seems to be able to give a definitive answer. So, I know you've only played sort of 6 games, but what would you say is the tougher of the two? Is it the South is tougher than the North, or is the North tougher than the South?
I could have predicted you was going to ask that question. Simon Kippy said that you'd ask that question. Without sounding like I'm sitting on the fence, I honestly believe it's how you're doing as a team.
Mm.
Like you look at us at the moment, we've won half of our league games. We've won 3 out of 6. We've lost 3. We've had better starts in the North previously, but we struggled last season in the North.
Mm.
So I think it's all down to the squad that you assemble, really. I think one of the biggest benefits, which I've spoke about previously, is that we're turning up to games and the players know players on the opposition. They see them on a Saturday night, etc. They've got history with them as such. So that element of the motivation, I'm finding that I'm asking to do less of, which allows me to be more sort of tactical.
That's the one thing that Keith said to me. He said he found, you know, he said it was a weird thing. He said, I think when they played you in the cup, he said like it was one of those sort of weird things because everybody knows each other now. He said, where before when they were going to games, he said, I'm sure you would, you know, that people at Chatham would tell you to go to games, and there wasn't that sort of same camaraderie when he went to different grounds because they didn't used to go out with each other. He said, but now you'll find that the players all go out with each other or whatever else in a small community, and they're all playing for different sides. And it was just it just feels a lot better that they're playing in this league than in the North.
Yeah, especially this season. If you look at the teams in the Ryman itself, it's almost like a Kent league. I know you've got Peacehaven, et cetera, in there. But most of our games are local derbies. So it's something for us to enjoy. And like you say, the player pool and the players that have been available to me, it's opened up a slightly wider network. I still think it will take a couple of seasons to do so and for players to understand what we're about. It's positive so far.
I mean, how much is the travelling? I mean, how much has that cut the travelling down by?
It hasn't for me because I live in Brentwood.
Oh, right, okay.
certainly for the players and the club staff, etc., it's considerably better. And again, that goes back to finances, the amount of times that we need to get coaches, etc., within a season. It's a lot easier, although there was quite a lot of traffic on the way to Herne Bay the other day on the M2.
So, I suppose the one game that sticks in my mind would have been the last game last season, because at one stage we were actually winning the title. and down here, and of course you're sitting there, and I know that
obviously he's let it go, by the way.
I have let it go. It's one of those things. It was one of those things, and I know everybody down there did everything they possibly could to help us out, and I know that for sure. But I mean, in a situation like that, when you're in a game of that sort of scenario at the end of a season, or if it's at the beginning of whatever it may be, how tough is that to sort of knowing that what's on that game, like it was at the end of the season? Was that a tough game to go into, or was it just like another game for you because you didn't actually physically have anything on it? But do you know what I'm trying to say? Was it a tough game to be part of?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to try and do people favours, like Danny Chapman. I know him well, and we did speak prior to the game, to be honest, and had a conversation. But look, we just go out to win every game, regardless of if it's doing anybody else a favour, and that was certainly our mentality. One of our games the other season, I think, may have affected Thurrock.
It did,
When we played Needham Market on the last game of the season, and I felt Thurrock probably felt a bit aggrieved when they looked at the scoreline, but anybody present on the day would have seen that it could have been quite different. And Needham needed to score that many goals. That's quite an open game.
Well, that one always reminds me. That was one, probably one. At the time, I was working with Tesco's when that game actually happened. And I must admit, I'd already spoken to Ray Dyer, our secretary here, and I'd already said to him that I've got a sneaking suspicion that Needham Market will do what they needed to do. And I just had that, and I'd said it on the show a couple of times as well. And it was just watching that game, and people have said to me, in past shows as well, about that it wasn't necessarily. If he was at the game, a bit like what you said there, it wasn't going to be the score that it ended up being. It wasn't that type of game, but it was just a weird game. I mean, every time my phone, because I had it on, I literally had it on sort of like an alert and all the rest of it. And of course, it kept coming through, all these goals going through. And then again, another game that must have been a weird game to be part of.
Yeah, it was. It was so open. Obviously, that score a number of goals. We probably had an equal number of chances, to be honest, because the game was so open. And the difference was they obviously finished their chances, which we didn't. But yeah, those games don't come along often. Often they're usually quite a bit tighter. But those sort of teams, such as Needham, Graves, yourselves, Harlow previously, we've done quite well against those sorts of teams. Teams in the Ryman North, etc., against the better teams. I think us as a team and a club, we're quite young. We've got a very young squad. I think last season I played a team which the average age was probably about 20 years of age. So we're able to compete against the best, but then we're probably a little bit naive and let ourselves down with some consistency sometimes.
So when you moved over to the South, was there a couple of matches or whatever else you looked at and thought, wonder when we're playing them?
Yeah, I think so. I think Folkestone's one for me personally, because I played for them for quite a few seasons, probably about four seasons under Neil Cugley, so I looked at that as a fixture. Obviously, when we played Hastings, they were top of the league at the time. So that was obviously a big game going into that one. It was only sort of the third game in, but it was a big game. But like I say, you look at all of our fixtures and they seem to be big games, certainly for us, because there's so many derbies.
I mean, what is the actual sort of like local derby for you in that league?
Well, we played Faversham on Monday, which is a local one.
Yeah.
Sittingbourne as well.
I mean, the game, I mean, I suppose Keith won't thank me for asking, but I mean, how did the game go against VCD in the Cup?
Yeah, I think, look, I had a chat with Keith before the game, and he had rested a few players for the game. It's a little bit of a dilemma I've got, you think, that early in the season, and we had a bigger squad as well, and we changed things around a bit. We ended up winning the game, but it was a tight game, I think. Could have gone either way. They've got a lovely surface and a nice ground down there, and it's quite a nice game of football, really. But yeah, it was certainly quite a tight game, and obviously his priority was the league. as ours was. So we've changed things around a bit. I'm just quite fortunate this season in terms of the strength and depth of the squad that we've got.
So is that the difference? I know you said earlier on then, is that the difference this year with being in the South League to the North League? You've got you're going to be a lot stronger in the South League because of the players that you can bring in because of the less journey times.
I think it will work out that way over time. Again, it's been quite difficult, and we've sort of retained sort of 8 or 9 of the players from last season. It was difficult recruiting when we was in the north because you were looking at an area sort of around the Bexley, Dartford area because of the travelling. So we've got a few more local players and we've managed to get a few players from sort of the South London area as well. So like I said at the beginning, the player pool is slightly wider and it will probably increase further as we establish ourselves in the league.
Hmm. So I mean, again, is it a case then that the... could put it where you want to finish at the end of the season, would you be thinking that you want to finish higher in the league in the south than what you maybe would have done if it was in the north? Is there different perspectives because of the different leagues you're in?
Yeah, I think we've got aspirations to compete as we always have. I think in the 2013-14 season we ended up 12th. If we can better that in the south, then great. But it's certainly a chance for the club to restructure slightly, and we've got the under 21s, and we're blooding some youngsters through. We've got two that were part of the under 21s last season that are fully fledged as such in the first team this season. The goalkeeper Ryan Nichols and Austin Edwards. So it's a longer journey for us. I don't think we're trying to achieve anything immediately. And like I say, we've got players that have got seasons experience from last season that were young lads. And obviously they're doing well this season. We've still got a couple of injuries. We lost a forward last season to Dagenham Redbridge, Eddie Youssef, who's done very well for us. That affected us last season. We've still got Matt Solly, who broke his leg against Thurrock, who's been out for 6 months. We've got Jack Bradshaw, another goalkeeper, who's been out for quite a long time. We've got Liam Hickey, who got a lot of awards and accolades at the end of last season, players play, etc. He hasn't managed to play this season yet. So once those players are back, I think we'll have quite a strong squad to choose from. As long as they don't choose to go out to Nottingham Carnival on bank holiday weekend.
Carl's got a question for you.
I was just listening in there, Kev. Now you've moved obviously to the Ryman South, and as you mentioned about more local derbies, I presume for the club that must be a good thing, because I presume they'll put a few more on the door for home matches.
Yeah, I don't think... like obviously, we try and predict and look at some of the finances. I think we've been quite conservative and rightly so, because obviously you don't want to assume that you're going to get loads more through the gate, and it doesn't happen. But looking at it in the short term and over the last couple of weeks, yeah, the gates have been better. And hopefully they'll continue to do so. And like I say, financially for the club, the club's very good financially. They don't go beyond their means, and we're not going to risk anything at the club doing so. But if we can create more revenue, then possibly the budget can be extended slightly, and then it allows us to sort of compete with those that have got more money at their disposal.
And I presume the fans are happy as well, because obviously they've got less distance to travel for away games, so I presume a few more are making the journey as well to the away matches.
Yeah, we took a lot of support with us down to Herne Bay, which we needed, because we had a man sent off after 4 minutes and conceded a penalty. So, but when you turn around and you've got that support, I think it does help the lads. At every level, really, everybody wants to be watched, and they want fans and to be supported, and it can only help, really.
So, I mean, I suppose next up for Chatham is it Molesley on Saturday? I mean, what do you know about them? I mean, have you had people scouts out on them? I mean, new team to the Ryman, so I mean, know much about them?
No. as I didn't Peace Haven or I didn't Chichester. We don't really have a network like that and an infrastructure to have scouts go out and watch games, to be honest. I do try and do some research on teams and find out what I can, and I've spoke to managers and players at other clubs in the south about teams. But we just need to focus on ourselves, really. Like I said, I think on our day we can compete with the best teams in the league. And we've done so, and we've shown that. Like we beat Hastings, and they were top of the league at the time. We had a good result against Herne Bay. Peacehaven, I think they've still come strong. So, we just concentrate on ourselves and our own camp and be as competitive as we can.
But then again, I suppose that must be like that for almost every team in that league, isn't it? I suppose not only just Molesley or Peacehaven. I suppose that might be the same for Ramsgate and Cray Wanderers and, well, not so much Cray Wanderers, but Three Bridges and people like that, because all these teams, of course, are going to be almost new to you, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. But obviously, they've got good knowledge of each other. I think I took for granted, being in the North a couple of seasons, how much you do get to know about other teams and players and where they're moving to, etc. So it's something that we've got established in the South. I do think there's a culture now of clubs sending out scouts to watch games, etc. It's something we may look to do in the future. Obviously that may have cost implications as well. But I think that's becoming more and more common. But like I say, I think teams change so quickly from a game-to-game basis that it's difficult to set up a certain way against them when there's so many elements that can change.
I mean, with the actual Chatham itself, I mean, other than the first team, have we got youth sides and ladies teams and other than the under-21s?
Yeah, we've got youth structure. Some of the lads at the end of the season went down and they go to sort of the presentation evening for the youth team, so we try and have those links and the youth team come into games and get into the first team games and we try and have that link where possible. Obviously where the ground is, it's a bit of a standalone ground. It hasn't got sort of really a training facility. It's got a grass area out the side, which is okay during the summer to use, but it's not floodlit or anything like that, so it's difficult. Obviously when you look at clubs like Maidstone and Harlow, etc., where you can have teams training on the pitch throughout the week, etc., so we don't really benefit from that, but we do have a good youth structure in the local area.
I mean, I suppose one of the things I suppose for you to look forward to will be, we had them on the show a few weeks ago. We had Corinthian Casuals on the show probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago now. And you're going to have the pleasure, I suppose, on the 24th of October, if he's fit and picked, of course, to be playing against Diego Maradona.
Right, okay.
They've got a player, Kevin, his name is literally Diego Maradona. So you've got there's a guy playing for Corinthian Casuals called Diego Maradona, and he's actually physically got a brother as well called Michel Platini. And it's a weird situation, but I think his father used to love all the old sort of older players and decided to start calling them by their names and the middle name, and then of course the last name at the end. So it'll be an interesting one for you to come up against them. But I mean, for me in that league, I mean, is it a case for me? I mean, I look at it, and we were speaking, and I asked the question earlier on. We look at the situation, and we say about sort of, is the South stronger than the North, or is the North stronger than the South? And when you actually look at the divisions, you can't tell, as you've just said yourself, of being in both. But when you actually then go ahead and then look normally in the actual in the Premier Division and you actually look at the teams that have been promoted and have a look, I think for the last two or three years, especially since we've been doing this show, is the fact that whoever it is who gets promoted from the South Division, or nine times out of ten, are always higher up the table than the North. And it, I don't know if that's a case of, is it a different style of football in the South than the North, or is it, would you say it's exactly the same and it's just coincidence?
I think possibly I may regret saying this, but in the North, there's always been sort of three or four sides that you can put your hat on and say that they're definitely going to be up there at the end of the season. Like I say, they're like the Greys, Harlow, Needham Market previously, Concord when they was in there. I think the South this season is possibly more open. You've still got some big hitters like Folkestone, etc. When we was in the North and we played teams, we had a good record against the teams in the South when we played them in cup competitions. But again, there's those other elements that may come into that, such as the novelty of playing those teams, or the fact that it is a cup competition. It's a difficult one to call at this stage. If you ask me at the end of the season, I'll probably look at it league position and be able to give you a definitive answer, but at this stage I do honestly think it depends on how you do yourselves, because from season to season you'll have a different squad and it's how they cater with all the games.
So, I mean, are you looking forward then, and you probably won't even know what fixture I'm talking about, but are you looking forward to the 26th of March next year?
But Guernsey, is it?
Yeah, nice trip to Guernsey. Is that would you see that going into the South Division? Would you see that as a plus point or a negative point having to go all the way over to Guernsey?
It depends if we stay overnight on a Saturday night, and if it's a night out or not. I'm not sure. we'll see. I don't really want to get into comment on whether Guernsey should be in our league or not. Obviously, that they could have flown to several places to play their games, etc. As long as we didn't have to play them away midweek, I think that's ridiculous if teams have to do that. And I know some of their fixtures are rearranged. Like, I believe they're playing at Lewis tonight.
They are indeed. And just an update on that, as you brought out, it's 2-1 now to Phoenix. But Phoenix have just had a player sent off. So it's 11 minutes to go, 2-1 to Phoenix, and Phoenix are down to 10 men.
Been interesting finish. They're doing well, actually, Phoenix.
Absolutely, yeah.
They've done well as a club.
I mean, how close are Phoenix to you?
What, in terms of location?
Yeah.
Not that close, to be honest. Obviously, we've got strong links with clubs such as VCD, which is close to Phoenix. We've had a couple of players that now playing for Phoenix. But they're doing well in that league. It reminds me a little bit of ourselves when we first went into that league and we had a really good start and things, because teams don't know that much about you. Obviously they'll be concentrating on the Essex Senior League and things, and they won't know that much about the teams promoted from the Kent League if they end up in the North. But that's a tough fixture for them tonight against Guernsey. And I may speak to them and find out how Guernsey were. And then obviously another team that's doing well with Cray Wanderers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got them coming up in the FA Cup a week Saturday.
Another team that want to go to the South Division as well.
Yeah. I think they was a little bit aggrieved they're not in there. But look, we've done our time, so we haven't got a lot of sympathy for them.
Absolutely. No doubts about it. But listen, we'll wish you all the very, very best for the season. I'm really, really sort of thankful for you to give up your time tonight to come on the show. So do wish you all the very, very best up in the South Division. And, you know, who knows? It could be Premier Football next year.
You never know, yeah.
Thanks very much indeed, mate. Thanks, mate. No worries. Bye-bye.